A great yell went up from the crowd, and all the other dancers ran towards him with outstretched hands. He tossed the snakes to the first comers, then dipped back into the chest for more, more and more, black snakes and brown and mottled. He flung them out, and then the dance began again, on a different rhythm. Round and round they went with their snakes, snakily, with a soft, undulating movement at the knees and hips, round and round. Then the leader gave a signal, and one after another, all the snakes were flung down in the middle of the square. An old man came up from underground and sprinkled them with cornmeal, and from the other hatchway came a woman and sprinkled them with water from a black jar. Then the old man lifted his hand, and startlingly, terrifyingly, there was absolute silence. The drums stopped beating. Life seemed to have come to an end. The old man pointed towards the two hatchways that gave entrance to the lower world, and slowly, raised by invisible hands from below, there emerged from the one a painted image of an eagle, from the other that of a man, naked and nailed to a cross. They hung there, seemingly self-sustained as though watching. The old man clapped his hands. Naked, but for a white cotton breech cloth, a boy of about 18 stepped out of the crowd and stood before him. His hands crossed over his chest, his head bowed. The old man made the sign of the cross over him and turned away. Slowly the boy began to walk round the writhing heap of snakes. He had completed the first circuit and was halfway through the second when, from among the dancers, a tall man wearing the mask of a coyote and holding in his hand a whip of plaited leather advanced towards him. The boy moved on as though unaware of the other's existence. The coyote man raised his whip. There was a long moment of expectancy, then a swift movement, the whistle of the lash, its loud, flat-sounding impact on the flesh. The boy's body quivered, but he made no sound. He walked on at the same slow, steady pace. The coyote struck again, again, and at every blow, at first a gasp and then a deep groan went up from the crowd. The boy walked on. Twice, thrice, four times round he went. The blood was streaming. Five times round, six times round, suddenly Lenina covered her face with her hands and began to sob. "Stop them! Stop them!" she implored. But the whip fell and fell inexorably. Seven times round, then, all at once, the boy staggered and, still without a sound, pitched forward onto his face. End of side 6.